Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The Caps Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. Caps is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at CMEFCU.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions, including Sankara FM Yendi, Laura FM Laura, and Radio Max Takoradi. Get radio, TV, and online content on myjoyonline.com. Now, coming up, the Auditor General exposes massive overpayments in a national school feeding program by over 2.3 million cedis. We'll bring you details from its latest audit report. Also, scores of residents in the Central and Greater Accra regions unaware of the outbreak of dengue fever despite rise in number of recorded cases.
The fever you're talking about, I haven't heard of it. And I don't know, I kind of know that mosquito causes malaria, but I haven't heard of this fever. I don't know the name of the fever.
And later, prioritize PhDs over passports. That's from Deputy Education Minister Reverend Fojo.
That in an era where someone thinks that a Dutch passport should be more important than a PhD, it's rather unfortunate.
In business,
rising cost of imported rice due to cedi depreciation causes demand for local rice to surge. We hear from the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana. That's on the Joy Business Report.
These are more coming up with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. Now, the Auditor General, Johnson Ekwuema, has cited the National School Feeding Secretariat for overpaying caterers by over 2.3 million Ghana cedis. Additionally, the Secretariat made improper payments to caterers who were not under any contract and could not account for over 1 million cedis collected from the sale of caterer application forms. These findings are detailed in the latest performance audit of the school feeding program. My colleague, Maxwell Agbagba, joins me in the studio with details. Maxwell, the performance audit raised irregularities with the school feeding program, payments made over time. Tell us more.
Yes, it says the National Secretariat failed to recover overpayments to caterers amounting to 2,321,042 Ghana cedis in 10 regions from 2019 to 2022. Now, for instance, in the Ashanti region, the secretariat overpaid 9 caterers a total amount of 136,000 Ghana cedis, out of which 83,000 Ghana cedis was retrieved. Also, they overpaid a total amount of 176,000 Ghana cedis to 14 caterers in the central region. The Auditor General also noted that 274,000 Ghana cedis was wrongly overpaid to caterers with no contract. Also, an amount of 831,776 Ghana cedis realized from the sale of the caterer application forms wasn't accounted for.
Maxwell, there was a response from the Secretariat. Give us details.
Well, the management's response from the Secretariat states that during one of their reconciliations, they identified overpayments to a group of caterers. They were subsequently deducted from their payments in following terms. This deduction was to the tune of 655,000 Ghana cedis.
Thank you, Maxwell. Now, still in that report, the Auditor General revealed that some caterers were feeding hundreds of pupils with unwholesome meals. But Secretary of the Ashanti Regional School Feeding Caterers, Dorothy Ofori-Sapong, disagrees.
Of the price of the food, we don't use enough ingredients to do it. For instance, if we have to use about maybe 50 cedis onion, we'll use about 20 or 30. Because the ingredients, they are all very expensive. And if you are going to use tomato soup and you have to use maybe 2 tins of tomato, you use 1. And so you'll not get the fairness of the rice. But using color, for me, no, out.
While Deputy Ranking on Parliament's Education Committee, Dr. Clement Apak, wants government to increase the amount allocated for feeding under the program.
After a protest by the school feeding caterers, supported by many advocates, including myself, we were hoping that government would have at least increased it to about 3 cedis 50 pesos or 4 cedis. Eventually, the government told us that it had increased it from the 99 pesos to 1 cedi 20 pesos. In this economy, for the past 2 to 3 years, can 1 cedi 20 pesos even feed a pet cat?
Well, still on feeding in school, supplies of food items to senior high schools across the country are up in arms against government over what they term as fraudulent deductions from monies owed them. According to the National Food Suppliers Association, the Ghana Commodities Exchange, one of the entities in charge of contracting supplies to supply food items to schools, has started deducting those monies without any notification. Kweku Amaduma is PRO for the food suppliers.
Some or those who have been paid have been subjected to some fraudulent deductions that we don't understand. We went, borrowed money and procured this in 2024. We had to be chasing and chasing after 6 months when payments are due for us to collect our money.
To health now, despite the growing number of cases of dengue fever, scores of residents in central and greater Accra regions claim they are unaware of the symptoms, mode of transmission and preventive measures. 36 cases have been confirmed in the eastern and central regions in the last 3 days. Now listen to some residents in Accra and Cape Coast calling for intensified public education.
I don't know about the dengue fever, but then I know about malaria and I know that malaria kills a lot. Yeah, so I'll go and research about the dengue fever and know what I'll do to protect myself from it.
With the fever you're talking about, I haven't heard of it. I don't know. I kind of know that mosquito causes malaria, but I haven't heard of this fever. I don't know the name of the fever.
Dengue fever.
Dengue fever, yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard of it, but I'll make my research. As a student, I have to make research on them.
Meanwhile, Director of Public Health at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Franklin Isiedu Bekwing, emphasizes the importance of early detection and treatment.
Now, what is good is that we have established that it's a dengue outbreak, and the approach or the response is the same across. So it doesn't matter whether it's in eastern or in central. I need to state that these cases, I think it is about one or two that was, I'll say, admitted. All of them, basically, they went to the hospital and they are home. A team from the various health facilities that go on a daily basis to see how they are fed.
Well, to the Ashanti region, President Akufo-Addo has assured that 11 district hospitals and one polyclinic will be completed before this year ends. Speaking at the commissioning of the Adanse Fomna Hospital, the president indicated the projects form part of his agenda for transformation in the health sector. Nana Bwachi Yadom reports.
President Akufo-Addo commissioned the 9-year-old Adanse Fomna Hospital, which was started by the John Mahama administration in 2015. The project, which was expected to be completed in 2017, was hit by some financial constraints. At the commissioning of the hospital, President Akufo-Addo indicated his government's commitment to completing stalled hospital projects.
By the end of 2024, we'll also complete several significant projects, including the Urology and Nephrology Center of Excellence at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital.
Ranking Member on Parliament's Defence and Interior Committee James Agaga has lauded the appointment of COP Christian Teteyonu as Deputy IGP in charge of operations. COP Teteyonu's appointment, according to the President, follows recommendation by the Ghana Police Council based on his excellent performance over the period. James Agaga said although the appointment is appropriate, the President must clarify if there will be more appointments to the police hierarchy.
What I do know and what the position has always been is that we've had one slot reserved for a Deputy Inspector General of Police. And so I thought the wording of that letter would have been that, okay, he's Deputy Inspector General of Police. Simple and straightforward. But to say he's Deputy Inspector General of Police in charge of operations could mean that we may have a second appointment.
James Agaga is ranking member of the Defence and Interior Committee in Parliament. Now, Deputy Education Minister Reverend John Intim Fojo is urging the nation to prioritise the pursuit of higher education and research, emphasising the importance of earning PhDs over obtaining passports. He advocates for a shift in focus towards academic excellence and innovation as key drivers for national development and progress. He spoke at the recent launch of the University of Ghana's five-year strategic plan.
In Africa, the country that has the highest gross tertiary enrollment ratio is Mauritius, with 40% gross tertiary enrollment ratio. Ghana and a few other countries are some of the next leading tier, around 23%. The rest are around 10%. But for us to meaningfully transform the continent and our country, we need to be able to achieve a gross tertiary enrollment ratio of 40%. Many of our young people must be able to, that in an era where someone thinks that a Dutch passport should be more important than a PhD, it's rather unfortunate.
And you heard there, Deputy Education Minister Reverend John Intim Fojo, bringing us to the end of the bulletin this morning on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. There's more news on myjoyonline.com. Up next is business on the Supermorning.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.